Ahoy.
Stan.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, my ass is Ray.
Oh, hey, Dr. Bastardo. That's my doctor, everybody, Dr. Ray Bastardo. You saw the podiatrist, Doc. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah. I know you did. And I wanted to ask you about that because Nancy said she got a strange request today.
What do you mean?
I thought you and I had agreed on the podiatrist you were going to go to. And she says, Dr. B, I got a records request here from Dr. Punani.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Stan, I understand he's in your network or whatever, but this guy's fresh off the boat. He's like, the University of Punjab or something.
Look, Dr. Bastardo, I think you know the medical field. The referral I got, there were several other podiatrists, and that's the one they gave me.
Stan, you're my patient. I told you Feinstein's the best.
I know.
I never, ever sent you to this Punani character. I don't even know where you found him.
He's...
What'd you do, just flip open the phone book?
When I asked for Dr. Feinstein, they said that you wouldn't be able to get an appointment, but that a member of his staff... Because they have, I went there. There's, six different business cards there. One of them was Dr. Feinstein. The other one was Dr. Punani. And they said that's what I got.
I had Nancy call over to his office to get to the bottom of this. Because I'm not about to release your records to somebody I don't even know. And
he's in the network.
Nancy comes back. Well, that's your insurance. It's got nothing to do with me. Nancy comes back to me and she says, I think the guy's going to call you. I really couldn't understand what this lady was saying. I don't know if it's a relative or his wife or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then finally the guy called me back. I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Me neither.
All I said to him is, speak English.
That's the one they put me with.
I understood one word he said before he hung up the phone, and that was effer. Okay, I guess that must be the international language or something.
What do you want me to do about it?
What did this guy do to you? You have some sort of Hindu healing ceremony? He put some needles in you? What did he do?
He gave me a cortisone shot.
Did he get rid of the evil spirits or whatever the...
Look, Doc, Ray.
He's got an Indian diploma. So I guess he's legal to practice medicine in the United States.
Yeah.
But he bills himself as a practitioner of Ayurvedic medicine.
What's that?
It's Hindu stuff.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm trying to talk nice to this guy and explain to him, that you're not in Bombay anymore.
Okay.
And this little piece of...
Hey,
had the nerve
Doc.
To tell me.
Yeah.
The Dr. Punani.
Yes.
Does not participate in kickbacks. So we'll see about that.
He's new, maybe.
I'm gonna send a couple of my nephews down there.
Now, Doctor.
And then we'll see.
Now, please.
And you know what? In the meantime, we got to get your foot fixed.
Yeah, but he gave me a boot thing to wear. He gave me some cortisone.
I don't know. What did he do? Cut the head off a chicken? I don't know.
But
I'm pretty sure he didn't fix your foot.
My foot still hurts. I'll tell you that much, Doc. It still hurts. He said I got 3 weeks and I have to see Dr. Punani again. I have to see him in 3 weeks.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens.
Can you go and get with Feinstein then and tell him to bypass all the other people in that office there and get me to him?
I get you an appointment, get you in the door. You just got to pay cash. Oh.
What? Oh,
and
geez.
This whole deal in California, in Hollywood, you hear about all this?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's something.
I know people, okay?
Yeah.
people are quaking in their boots because nobody's safe.
I know. I understand that. You know what? I was talking.
What? A buddy of mine I went to med school with.
Where did you go to med school, by the way?
Holy Cross.
Did you play ball while you were there?
Of course I did.
Okay.
You know, when you're my size, they just assume. But,
right. Right. Because you're a big guy, and you see, so you must have played ball.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Are we? Yes. You know a guy out there.
Well, I went to med school with this guy.
Yeah.
And he was talking to this guy who's in the business.
Yeah. Yeah. What about my foot?
When I say in the business, I mean the medical business. I can see where you thought I might have meant show business.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, show biz. Yeah.
They like to call it the industry, like they're big, important people. But
yes,
doc.
Yes,
doc.
Right.
So.
Will you cash only if you can set me up with Feinstein?
Oh, yeah, that's simple. I'll get you right in.
I couldn't get in on. Okay.
So this guy, Ross, knows this other guy who's been in practice out there.
Yeah.
And he says that this guy is as scared as can be because, you know, I don't know if you notice, but most of the people out there are crazy.
Okay, yes.
You know, the women especially.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all crazy.
And I guess there's this, he's treated plenty of actresses over here.
Yeah, and he might have tried something?
Evidently, the lawyers are looking at it, and you know, you got insurance companies involved.
Sure.
He wants to fight it because he says, hey, I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, fight? How can he fight? If he hasn't been accused, how is he going to fight anything if he hasn't?
Oh, yeah, he's been accused.
Oh, he has? He has been accused.
Yeah, Margot Kidder says he touched it.
From Superman, Margot Kidder?
Yeah. Well, and also from the crazy broad who showed up nude in somebody's backyard.
Yeah, she's a crazy nut, and she's going and saying that the doctor buddy of yours that you went to school with, who's out in California, that
it's a friend of his. Yeah.
A doctor friend.
Yeah. So get this: the guy that Margot Kidder is accusing of touching her.
Yeah.
He's a gynie.
A gynecologist.
Yeah, well, we call them gynies.
Okay. Well, wouldn't he have to touch her?
Yeah, yeah. And she admits that when he touched her, that he was performing a cervical exam.
That's what gynecologists do.
But get this.
What?
She says, I could tell he liked it.
Margot Kidder said
something like that. Yeah,
I don't know. You can't fight that.
How do you fight that?
I don't know. He said he's going to fight it. How do you fight something like that? If you're a gynie, you're going to examine women.
Because they're asking her. So this was during the course of a routine examination.
With Margot Kidder.
And she goes, yeah, that's absolutely correct. It was for a cervical exam, so he's got to get up there, you know.
Yeah, you got to get up and in.
He's got to basically, you know, right down and tap the bottom of that.
Right.
So they establish that it's during an exam.
Yeah.
And she says, but he liked it. He enjoyed it. And I go, well, how would you be able to know that one way or the other?
Yeah.
At first, she just said, I can tell he's a sick man.
He's a gynecologist that does hundreds, if not thousands, of women.
And then I guess she figured that wasn't working.
All right.
And her next answer was, I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell he liked it. And then she saw that wasn't working, and they said, is there anything that caused you to believe that? And she goes, yes, the look in his eye. She said it was lustful.
Lustful. A doctor, a gynecologist, examining a 60-something-year-old Margot Kidder was lustful when he touched her during a gynecological exam. So
then they got it opposed to gynae. And, you know, the two sides are going at it. And his argument is basically, look, I wouldn't touch her with your...
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You know, as far as,
but he's a doctor.
And you know, they got very upset with him when he pointed at her and he said, for Christ's sake, look at her.
Yep. You're not worried about anything, are you?
Oh, what, me?
Yeah, you've got a lot of female patients that come in. You've got to go with the stethoscope and go up their back and listen to the lungs and then between the chest with the heart and all that stuff. Doc, you've been practicing at least 30, 40 years. You know darn well that there's probably a female patient that said, as you're, you know, big busted woman, you got to move the breast out of the way to get at. Maybe they've got some kind of rash down there that you need to look at to refer to somebody.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. There have been times when, you know, it's an extremely attractive woman. Okay, maybe I linger. But, you know, you can't prove nothing like that. But, you know.
Maybe she could tell by the lust in your eye.
Well, you know, but. What worries me more is, you know, I got a bit of a history of, you know, local nightlife.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Well, we're doing our whole show off the air.
Yep.
Entertaining. But we'll do this show. I wasn't going to say anything about this.
But now you're going to say this about that?
I have to, because
well, I'm just as pleased as Punch to hear it.
It came to my front door, meaning my office door here at Broadcast House today, with the first words out of this person's mouth. Let me just say this. So did you talk about it on the air? That was the phrase that I got. Hey, you want me to talk about it on the air? I'll talk about it on the air. And it involves D-Train, and I'm not going to use names for this person, but I'm going to go and give you the...
He was very strange yesterday, where he was walking around going, I don't want to be that guy, but it looks like rain, and boy, we sure could use it.
It's worse than that.
Oh, that was pretty bad.
There's always been a blanket thing with Haney and I. We've never been... Hey, look at me kind of people. Mm-mm. Never have been.
No, more like nothing to see here. Move along.
Yep. And I and Haney's been this way too. You have to virtually take a crowbar sometimes to find out who we are and what we do. Even when somebody comes up to me and says, you sound very familiar. Are you on the radio?
Oh, that game.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You sound like Stan and Haney. Are you Stan or Haney? Never met him. So, there are people in this business.
By the way, I love your shirt. I just now noticed
it. I like the back better.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. But I heard this story yesterday, and it was a lot of hall chatter. And then I had the very person come up to me.
You're not going to talk about this on the air.
No, did you talk about this on the air?
Why would we?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, no.
Not relevant to anything we were doing.
But now it is. Because it's your life, D-Train.
I'm just trying to live it.
I know. So...
See, I feel a certain brotherhood or kinship with D-Train because he has the same effect on people where, because he doesn't go out of his way to be ingratiating, he's labeled a jerk.
Yep.
I'm fine with that.
You better believe it. Not just at this business.
What?
No, because he's got his own business, and that's their reputation. But. He went to a fast food joint yesterday.
Boy,
did I.
Which I'm innocent in the whole thing, man.
And you are innocent in the whole thing.
You were just trying to get some chicken.
As I tend to do.
Well, somebody that works for the company, another...
Well, see, now you just destroyed the whole story.
No, I didn't.
Did.
No, I didn't. Not my story.
Wait a second. Are you trying to tell him his business?
You know what?
I'm trying to tell him my story.
I've been doing this for about 50 years.
How did it become your story?
Your story's irrelevant on this. You're a spectator in the situation. It's my story. And I told you yesterday I wasn't going to talk about it because it wasn't my story. It came to my front door today. Did you talk about it on the air?
Because people want attention.
Precisely.
Did they talk about it on the air?
Oh, I'm sure they did. They probably spent the whole morning on
it. Wait a second now.
I'm surprised I didn't get a phone call.
So there's a radio personality here in the building doesn't work for our station.
Nope. I believe a single mother.
And he... I guess was in front.
See, you already messed the whole story up.
I did not. This is not your story.
He's not going to be happy until you let him tell the story.
No,
you know that.
You tell the story.
This is my version of it. And then I'll let you go and see, because you were the eyewitness. So he was at the fast food joint trying to get some chicken.
As I tend to do.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the radio personality.
Oh, he ended up probably getting his chicken.
So he was there trying to get some chicken. Well, D-Train, I guess, according to him.
Do you have your soundboard up? Because I could help with the story.
I do have a dash cam. I wonder if the footage is still on there.
Do you have your soundboard?
Yeah, hold on. what sound do you want?
Ooh, I knew it.
Yep, hold on.
Yeah, that'll fit precisely.
Yep. So you see what I'm doing? Yeah. You can take it. So he pulls up and...
Yeah, so he wants
and
to go...
And roll him.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll give you a hard cue. So he's pulling up in front of D-Train.
This other radio personality.
Big. Okay, big.
Should let me tell a story.
No! No, it's my story. So he pulls up in front of...
And just to be clear, you weren't there.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
But it was brought to my doorstep today.
And it's your story.
And we know how well eyewitness accounts tend to translate.
And he said to me, "Did you talk about it?"
Because I know the story, and there's not that much there.
I understand.
Only
that.
Part worth talking about, Stan skipping over.
I didn't even get to the place. He's not even at the drive up yet. You know,
You know what, Stan? Don't worry about it. You're being harassed.
I am.
What we need to hear is your truth.
Thank you. Thank you, Haney. Because it is my truth. So he pulls up to the drive-thru. Apparently it had a lot to do with not chicken. It had a lot to do with mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw.
Cranberry sauce?
Now.
All the fixings?
I guess the enjoyment's out of the fixings and not the meat. And so he gets up there and... I guess he's recognized, because as he told me...
Because he's at the drive-thru, he places his order, and then a buzz starts through the fast food restaurant. Yeah. That's him. That's him.
Yeah.
And so they all gather up at the window, and then he pulls up, and they see him.
And they say...
Oh, I know it.
Actually, there's five of them, so it'd be more like this.
Yeah. So he goes, yeah, it's me.
It's me.
It's me, yes.
That's right.
Anybody, would you like a signature or a couple of selfies there? And meanwhile, D-Train's just trying to get himself some chicken.
Yep.
And
nothing to see here. Nope. Just would like some chicken.
Just want some chicken.
Want some service.
And so evidently... They're waiting on his order. They got to take this. They forgot that. And meanwhile...
And he's holding court.
Yes!
I know it. A lot of smiles at the window. A lot of heads hanging out the window.
Yes, it's me. And I see, this is where it's my story. Because he told me today.
It stands true.
Yeah, it is. He told me today.
I'll tell my truth next.
He said, you know, when you've been in the same station for... 10 years.
On your head.
He says they recognize your voice.
Uh-huh.
And he says, and they also, after 10 years, recognize your face. So I just wanted to get some mashed potatoes and gravy and some coleslaw, and as soon as I rolled down the window...
I know it!
And so... I'm sitting there listening to him. You know, my voice.
It's no big deal. I hope it didn't put D-Train out too much, but it happens all the time.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, 10 years at one station.
Did you talk about it on the air yesterday?
No,
we
wasn't
didn't.
Relevant.
I can't speak for D-Train. Okay, because I wasn't there, and I just know he likes to do that.
Well, he has his own truth.
He has his own truth. But I do not like the, hey, look at me, I'm a celebrity, I should be treated differently.
Uh-huh, and, you know, of course, He's expecting that there'll be an extra coleslaw thrown in there with a wink and a nod.
But he was, I guess he was a little upset, he told me.
Oh, you don't say.
He thought for sure he was going to get something for free out of the deal because they just kept screaming. And he had to pay full price.
And at what point did he feel the need to drop my name?
Well, you were the one going around, I guess, going around the building telling everybody his story.
No, when I pulled up to the window. tell my truth.
You can got to tell it in a minute.
Okay. I pulled up to the drive-thru sign, and they had the pre-recording. Please order at any time. Yeah. I said, let me get a large blah, blah, blah. Crickets. Wait a second. Let me get a large blah, blah, blah. Crickets. I say, hello? Nothing. So in my mind, I'm thinking, is this place getting robbed?
Right.
Because they're not talking to me.
Wrong.
I pulled over. Yep. The big celebrities in the parking lot, and all the crew sticking their heads out their window saying... So I honk my horn at this big celebrity. He looks at me at his rearview mirror and yells out his door, what are you doing here? To which I reply, well, now I know why I can't get any service, because they're all looking at you saying...
There we go.
And when my question about him dropping my name is when I pulled up, the first thing the lady said to me is, oh, are you going to talk about us on your radio station too? I didn't even say hi or what my order was.
No,
did she know who you were?
Apparently he told her that I was on the radio too.
I knew it. It was
but she wasn't as impressed with me.
They usually aren't.
Nope. So I mean, obviously, this train would have already left the station, but has this resulted in angry tweets or anything?
No, I was behind him laughing, just watching them all sticking their head out the window in the interaction.
You were laughing. You weren't mad.
No, I was laughing at the whole situation.
Yeah, you weren't mad.
And he was loving every minute of it.
Yep. And I showed up 10 minutes late because I was stuck behind them going...
Yeah. It didn't make you mad. You were just laughing. You were in on it.
Yeah, you weren't in on it. Admit it, you were mad.
I'll go check my dash cam footage.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, and there's more bruises than ever. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to do the grab bag for you in just a second. About an hour away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? Random Stan and Haney listener going to go head-to-head with Mark Haney up for grabs in about an hour. A pair of weekend passes to Fort Rock, April 28th and 29th, at sunrise. That'll be in about 1 hour. Also, 4 o'clock safe word, chance to pick up $1,000.
Sunrise. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Sunrise, Florida.
You know, maybe we should pick a piece of real estate here and call it Sunset and get an amphitheater.
I'm in. Grab bag brought to you by Bernie's City Diner in Naples. Well, he's back up there for day two of testimony. Mark Zuckerberg.
And boy, does he rue the day he messed with Diamond and Silk.
Yup. That's the big talk today. Now, one of the senators on the panel is currently one of the most quotable senators there. I love this guy. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He had his shot at Mark Zuckerberg yesterday.
I think everybody would like a shot at him.
And here's Senator Kennedy of Louisiana.
Here's what everybody's been trying to tell you today, and I say this gently. Your user agreement sucks. You can spot me 75 IQ points. If I can figure it out, you can figure it out. The purpose of that user agreement is to cover Facebook's rear end. It's not to inform your users about their rights. Now, you know that, and I know that. I'm going to suggest to you that you go back home and rewrite it. And tell your $1,200 an hour lawyers, no disrespect, they're good. But tell them you want it written in English, in non-Swahili.
gotta love this guy. I love him. He is quotable every time he opens his mouth.
Well, that is a man of the people.
Yep.
He's saying what we would like to say.
Yep. And, geez, I don't know if you caught it yesterday. Haney and I were working, but I saw the report. Apparently, Mark Zuckerberg's hardware was malfunctioning during the hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People come to Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger about 100 billion times a day to share a piece of content or a message with a specific set of people. And I think that that basic function... We understand because we have the controls in line every time. I think that that control in line does seem to be working fairly well. Fairly well. Fairly well. Fairly well. Fairly well.
You'd think they would have built him bigger, though.
Yeah, you think, because he's sitting on that little pillow.
Yep.
Prop him up a little bit.
Because he's just a little fella.
Yeah, little guy. Now, we understand Facebook.
You would tower over Zuckerberg.
I know, he's just an elfin man. We understand for the most part. We don't know what we're signing up for. Most people don't. But you have these 80-year-old senators and these people that are completely out of the public loop questioning him about Facebook.
When did this book come out?
Yeah, kind of like that. Here's a little sample.
It's sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service.
Senator, we run ads.
I see.
If I buy a Ford and it doesn't work well and I don't like it, I can buy a Chevy. If I'm upset with Facebook, what's the equivalent product that I can go sign up for?
Well, there's the second category that I was going to talk about.
I'm not talking about categories. I'm talking about is there real competition you face? Because car companies face a lot of competition. If they make a defective car, it gets out in the world. People stop buying that car. They buy another one. Is it an alternative to Facebook in the private sector?
Yes, Senator. The average American uses 8 different apps to communicate with their friends and stay in touch with people, ranging from texting apps to email.
It's the same service you provide.
Well, we provide a number of different services.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
It overlaps with a portion of what we do.
You don't think you have a monopoly?
It certainly doesn't feel like that to me.
Okay.
I think we've been going now for just under 2 hours. So I think what we'll do is...
You do a few more.
Zuckerberger, are you...
Call him Mr. Zuckerberger.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in touch. They're all...
How is it
that
you have a product here that don't cost nothing? How do you make money? Well, we sell ads. Oh, well, okay then.
That's what it is.
That really is. That's a litmus test.
Yeah, they're all out of touch.
You got Kennedy down there in Louisiana who knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah. They're just so out of touch. They don't understand this.
And people want these guys to make more laws to affect our daily lives.
Yeah, no kidding. Remember the clip I played? This thing was might have been last week, 2 weeks ago, of the little kid. Mason Ramsey, who was in the Walmart yodeling.
Oh, yeah. Very talented young man.
Oh, you better believe it. So much talent there that the producers from Ellen said, hey, you wanna come to L.A. and perform?
Wait a second. Is the boy and his family aware of Ellen?
I'm sure they are. I'm sure, but he's young.
How should he be exposed to that type of...
But he did a bang-up job. He went on there and Ellen said, well, here he is. You saw him on the viral video.
He's out there moaning the blues.
How about a little lovesick blues?
I got a feeling I got him blue. Oh, Lord, did my baby say goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is set and sigh. That last long day she said goodbye. she do me, she do you. She's got the kind of loving that I love to hear when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I had to think it all over. I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow.
And they loved him. Well, you got a chance to sit down and talk with the strange lady. And she asked him, you know, he's a country kid. How do you like being in the big city of Los Angeles? He answered.
Is it your first time out of the country?
Here he goes.
Do you like L.A.?
Yeah, but I'm a country boy. And out in the old country, all we do is bale straws of hay. And next thing you know, you're sitting under a tree taking a nap with your hat down and a weed in your mouth.
A lot less homeless people where he lives.
Yeah.
You don't go hungry unless you're lazy.
Yeah. Right. Precisely. Not that he performs this poorly. Because he doesn't. But Elton John had a tribute to him on CBS last night. Why, I don't know. It's a Grammy salute to Elton John. Everybody what? Was there doing his stuff.
What?
I know.
Why?
I don't know. Been around a long time. Now, when Elton first hit it big in the early to mid-70s, girls loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Posters of him in their rooms. And
because they thought that he was telling the truth about him and Susie having so much fun, when really that was Bernie Taupin having fun with Susie.
Yep. And so, over the years, he's evolved. But also, he has, like many older singers have to do, they have to change a key for their famous songs.
He kind of like that young man on Ellen will have to do.
Yes! He can't sing the songs the way he used to. He's older. His voice has changed. Throat problems over the years.
You have to change keys. Yep. You have to change some nuances.
Yep. And so, to wrap it all up, they got to bring Elton John on to do one of his all-time greatest hits, and that's Benny and the Jets. And again, I'm going to preface this by saying he did a good job with it. It doesn't sound like the record or sound like he used to perform it.
Well, how can you
because
ask that of yourself? Can you go and sound like you did in the 70s?
So they asked him. Get all pumped up. You're doing Benny and the Jets. Wrap this wonderful Grammy evening up. And again, I will tell you, for what it is, he did a good job. He's got to be pushing 70, isn't he? Here's Elton John last night with the Grammy salute doing his huge hit, Benny and the Jets. So it's different, but a good performance. He still gives a good show, I guess.
And he could probably still hit that note maybe 50% of the time, but he's not going to risk that in front of a live audience.
Correct. Tosh, what do you say? Tosh.0?
Yeah.
Was on last night. Had a clip from a guy on the internet who was looking for love. I guess it's self-explanatory. Man's looking for a lady in his life.
I didn't forget about you single female viewers. I found this eligible bachelor on the internet looking for his forever home. He calls himself the Wern.
Gorgeous, intelligent, and kind. Those are the three main qualities I look for in a woman. I want someone between the ages of 18 and 25 because they're the most fertile.
I can't believe he's single either. Line up, ladies.
I'm trying to end ageism. I've been on the dating sites for 5 years and just have had no luck with this age group. Surprise, surprise. But I'm trying to appeal with a little more cash. I got a little more saved, and I think that going to eat a $65 porterhouse steak might up the ante a little bit.
Yes, it will.
Talk about this over dinner anytime you want. I live in Spokane, Washington. I'm not a creepy guy.
Yeah. Let's,
it's a man who hasn't mastered the art of inside thoughts versus outside thoughts.
Let's wrap up the grab bag with another Zuckerberg clip. This was on Kimmel last night. Kimmel said, let's get some actors posing as fake senators, posing fake questions to real answers from Mark Zuckerberg. And let's see how it turns out.
Thank you for having me here today. And I'm ready to take your questions.
Before we get into the privacy issues, if someone pokes me, is that a sex thing?
That, I agree, I think is clearly bad activity that we want to get down. And we're generally proud of how well we do with that.
Mr. Zuckerberg, I just want a straight yes or no. Can anyone see those pictures I sent to my intern?
No, Senator. Actually, the first line of our terms of service say that you control and own the information and content that you put on Facebook.
Thank God.
Mr. Zuckerberg, let's skip the pleasantries and get to the question that most of my constituents would like answered. Is it mad basic to post a selfie of your feet while on vacation?
No.
Grab bag. Brought to you by Bernie's City Diner. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll open up the phones. We want to hear from you, find out what's on your mind. We've got HD tuners for your car. We've got gun show tickets, miracle game tickets, Stan bobblehead signed by Haney, Bernie's City Diner. We also have a few left of the Stan and Haney 6,000th show t-shirts and bumper stickers while they last. If you want to get one of those, thanks to Chicken Man and Tony. The listeners went and did it on their own. They're the best. We'll take a break. We are Stan and Haney.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96KROQ.com.
From the Absolute Law Studios, 96KROQ, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years. Man, it makes me feel old as f***. 96KROQ.
When you fall down, you know you need to find a way to get you through another day. Let me be the one to numb you out. Let me be the one to hold you, never gonna let you get away. The shoulder you cry on, the dust that you
what you want so desperately. You know I'll give you one for free. Forever you're coming back to me.
The Love Sponge. Check me out mornings right here on 96K Rock from 6 till 10 a.m. Now back to my boys, Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon. Telephone lines are now open in the studio so you can talk to us and maybe pick up a prize. Area code 239-277-9600, that area code 239, in case you're listening to us outside of our immediate area and you're listening to us in another state, another country. You give us a call, we'll give you a stick pin across this great land of ours and the globe. And if you are local and want to participate, you could get yourself a prize. We've got, here's one of the things. We had these because 96K Rock is an HD radio station, meaning that if you have an HD radio in your car, you go to the HD channel and it is crystal clear, better than a CD. And it has sub channels, channels that you can't get with a regular radio. And we have HD tuners that you can add to your car to go and make it HD. We also have Stan and Haney 6,000th show t-shirts while they last, limited sizes. We have tickets to the gun show. We have tickets to an upcoming miracle game of your choice, the season back underway. Stan bobblehead. We also have $20 to Bernie's City Diner. You contribute, you could get one of those nice prizes. 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney?
Oh, I don't know. I got distracted. Have you heard about the new Johnny Cash record?
New Cash?
Mm-hmm.
Is it out?
Yes. And I haven't heard it. It is called Johnny Cash, The Music Forever Words. And these are things that John Carter Cash found. Stuff that they weren't finished songs,
right,
or anything. They were basically like poems.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's been working on this for a while and would engage other artists and have them set
cool.
it to music and create songs.
Cool.
So they've got like an intro thing on here that's Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson. It's only like 45 seconds.
Right.
You want to see what it sounds like?
Sure, let's listen to it.
Tell me that I'm
must perish, like the flowers that I cherish.
That's Chris.
Nothing remaining of my name, nothing remembered of my fame, but the trees that I planted still are young. The songs I sang will still be sung.
Wow.
Man, that's awesome stuff. Wow. You know, and I look at that. D-Train and I got to see Kris Kristofferson. Guy is just truly a genius.
And that was, I guess, one of the last things that Johnny ever wrote. That was after June had passed.
Wow. And jeez. 2779600.
They gave this one to Mellencamp.
Your little whims are my command, baby, I can't refuse. It's the first time I ever knew perfection comes in twos. I'm crazy about you, lady, and I love them devil blues. Devil blues, devil blues, I love them devil blues.
Ahoy, who's this?
My name is Benny.
Benny?
Yeah.
How are you, Benny?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind, pal?
Hey, about 10 years ago, I tell a story all the time. Did this Stan?
Yeah, you got both of us, Stan and Haney.
Okay. Haney, Mark Haney with the news. There was a story about a guy who took his pregnant girlfriend and his slow friend to a corn concert. And somebody knocked him down, and he busted his head open. And is that story recorded anywhere?
2779600.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you, because I don't know how to answer that.
That's, you can't answer that. You know, my advice to you, sir.
You're trying to tell me you can't remember a news story you did 10 years ago at some random day?
Look up the story now. You know what? I'm going to make a deal with you. So much of our stuff has been lost. But if you can find a news story on it and give us a rough day, we might have the show. I can't guarantee it, and there's a good chance we don't. About 10 years ago.
We don't know what we've done.
Nope, that's the truth. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? Oh, thank you. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? My name's Joe. I'm calling from Fort Myers. Yesterday, I tried to call in. I was wanting to let you guys know a little story. It's a true story about a local urologist. I won't say a name,
okay. But
he's since lost his license.
All right.
I was doing his trees and landscaping, his house,
mm-hmm.
And he didn't really like the price, so he said, you know, you want to know how many kids I had? I told him three. He said, well, you're about due for a vasectomy. You want to trade up some, you know, the tree work and some plantings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll snip you right here in the living room.
He'll snip you right there in the living room.
That sounds clean.
Yeah.
And he said, actually, I said, no way. But he actually had his cable guy did it for him. And he hooked up his cable and everything for that.
For a vasectomy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Well, you know, side jobs make the world go round.
And something was as wrong. 2779600.
I picked up a road map and I checked a few good places that I know. And if you're no longer giving, I believe I'll hit the road and go.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Man, Haney, what's
hey.
Up, man?
Hey. What's your name?
John, checking in from Glades County.
John and... checking in from Glades County.
Glades County isn't far enough away to warrant a stick pin, is it?
No, it's part of the quad area.
But it is actually unique enough because we get 98.7 and then also 96 K-Rock.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, what can I do for you, buddy?
I just wanted to say congratulations on your 6,000 shows. And
thank you very much, and I appreciate that, and I thank you for listening.
You tell everybody there in Glades we said howdy.
Yep. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
How are you, Stan?
Good, buddy. Horrible phone connection, but glad you're on the air with us. What's your name?
Carl, calling from the Cape.
Hey, Carl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You brought up Chris Christopherson.
Yes, sir.
I had a chance to see the Highwaymen out of Universal Studios in California at the amphitheater.
That had to be absolutely fantastic.
It was phenomenal. But I'd had a few cocktails, and I got to go backstage, and Chris Christopherson was there. And I said, hey, can I ask you a question? He said, sure. I said, you know, you're a good writer. I mean, you're an excellent, you know, you can play well. You're a good actor. Why do you sing? And he says, did you just come backstage and tell me I can't sing? And I go, well.
Yeah, that's how I would take it, too. That's a shot.
Hold on.
All right, he's a stylist.
But he put his arm around me, pulled me in close. He said, let me tell you a story. He goes, about 2 weeks ago, we were playing in Texas, and I told Willie, I don't think I'm going to be able to sing tonight. Willie said, Chris, who the hell's going to know?
He did that to get you off his back.
All lies and jest. Still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
You know, tell me Chris Christopherson can't sing when you hear his Sunday Morning Coming Down. That's nobody can sing that song like that. Nobody. And Johnny's sung it, and everybody has sung that song, and his is the best.
And as far as me and Bobby McGee, it had to be Janis Joplin that topped him.
Yup.
Laying low, seeking out the poor reporters.
There's Waylon.
Where the ragged people go. Looking for the places only they.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Sugar Chris, Sugar Chris, Sugar Chris.
Yeah, get enough of that Sugar Chris.
He's been around for about 6,000 of them.
Yep. Always there when we need him.
Yep. 277-9600. For a job, but I get no offer. That voice is so distinctive.
Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were some times I was so long.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, this is John.
Hey, John.
Hey, just had a question. I just tuned in. I don't know if you talked about it already, but did you get a chance to watch that Andre the Giant thing?
Look, don't say it. I got it on my DVR.
So the answer is no.
And it's no, and everybody that I've come into contact with today said it was phenomenal.
It was interesting. I'll leave it at that, and I won't ruin it for you then.
I appreciate that. Zito was telling me, because he came running down the hall, and he said, did you watch the Andre? And I said, no, I'm going to watch it tonight. It's on the DVR. I guess he said, this documentary leaves no stone unturned from the time that he was a kid all the way up to his death. They go and tackle everything about Andre the Giant.
So what was he, like a 50-pound baby?
Yeah, I wonder. What did he weigh when he was born? Although, didn't he have some kind of, like, glandular problem? So he could have been born normal size, but I don't know. I'm leaving, but the fighters still remain. Again, this guy, now, I'm getting mad.
Like you need an excuse.
Yeah. Absolute Law text line. Hi, Stan and Haney. It's Steve here. Y'all remember a show you did about 15 years ago? When you were talking about something?
Yeah. Have a recording of that?
You happen to have a recording of that?
Thanks, Steve. I'll look into that.
And tell us of the time when almost everybody knew you were a star.
Yeah, we don't remember what happened yesterday.
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you.
And that's the truth, because when I upload the podcast, I have to go back and listen to it to know what to put in the description. And yeah. It was 24 hours ago.
Have no idea.
We are, we're like NFL cornerbacks. We don't remember the last play.
No, we're thinking of the next one. And that's the way it goes. Well, guy wants to know what channel. It was HBO, Andre the Giant thing, Leslie, you'll be able to catch it. I'm going to take a break right now so that we have plenty of time to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs, and Zito just texted me. There's more to this if you can defeat Mark Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? A pair of weekend passes to Fort Rock, April 28th and 29th, in Sunrise at Markham Park. Not only weekend tickets to Fort Rock, but a meet and greet with Five Finger Death Punch included with those tickets.
They're great with kids.
Yeah, so you'll get to go backstage, too, to meet the Punch. That's coming up in just minutes. Are You Smarter Than Haney? We're the Stan and Haney Show.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Oh, about 22 minutes, maybe. 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. We've had a few already since the contest has started. You'll hear the safe word, and then you'll text it. And if they call you back, you could be $1,000 richer. Time to begin the epic Are You Smarter Than Haney? The lovely Karen has joined us in the studio. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Everything going well?
Everything's going great today.
You're saying
she is just sunshine.
Oh, yeah, complete sunshine. And she was telling me how she is a fan of Oreo cookies.
I love Oreos.
And as a child, used to hoard them.
Yes.
Don't ask her if she likes the new flavors or the double stuff.
Nope.
It's just Oreo cookies.
She's a traditionalist.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I would take them and I would hide them in my room so I didn't have to share with anybody.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, we've got six categories, including the wild card.
Ooh.
The what?
The wild card. And here's the deal. You defeat Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? Pair of weekend passes to Fort Rock, April 28th and 29th, and you get to meet Five Finger Death Punch, meet and greet.
They're so great with kids.
They sure are. They teach them all the rules of the road.
Yep.
You know, how to do this, how to say that.
Yep. If they don't know how to cuss coming into the show, they know when they go home.
You're going to learn today.
Yep. Take you to school. We're going to get one.
How is married life, Karen?
It's great, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Now.
Well, did you cohabitate beforehand?
Yeah, we've been living together for a while, for a couple years.
So has anything changed domestically as a result of being married?
No, not really. Everything's kind of the same.
Just a joint checking account.
We already had that before.
So
even that's the same.
You make him dinner every night?
We actually meal prep on Sundays. So we
meal prep, Haney.
Yes. I don't know this world.
Meal prep. That is to get your weeks of worth of dinners all set and laid out
and
ready
lunches.
To go.
And lunches.
So how do you do that?
You just pretty much cook enough on Sunday to last you through all of lunch for the week.
Yeah,
so
but
Monday
won't stuff
Thursday.
On Saturday be a little spoiled?
So what you're saying is you live off of leftovers?
Yeah, it's like a week
like
of leftovers. It's like a week of
How
leftovers.
How big's your refrigerator, by the way?
It's actually, once you split it up and everything, dinner is in one big container, but lunches are in individual ones. And every week changes. It's just easy to
Did
grab
Did you get
and
all
go.
Those at a Tupperware show?
No, I don't go to those.
No, they're disposable now, Stan. This isn't the 60s.
So, So that sounds like, so it makes the week really easy.
Monday through Thursday, you have lunch prepped, you have dinner prepped, so you go home from work, you go to the gym, you come back, you eat.
What did you have for lunch today?
Today I had green beans.
Leftovers.
Yes. Green beans, chicken thighs with pesto, and grape tomatoes. It's actually really good.
So it works out well during the week, but how much of your Sunday does that take up for cooking for the whole week?
Well, I usually, like right now, I'm making a crock pot meal, so I bump everything in. And then the other one usually takes around like 2 hours, and if he'll help me, so it'll be half that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's got everything just taken care of. Everything is just
delightful.
Perfect.
Delightful.
It is.
Random Stan and Haney listener.
It's awesome. Try it.
Of course. You know, she's taking care of him. He never goes hungry. D-Train, meanwhile, focuses on his leftovers.
Yeah. Six categories.
Watch out for him on Twitter. He might go after you.
People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. You gotta get it out first. Wild card. If you get a correct answer, you will hear this.
Do you like Cheetos?
No, you'll hear this.
That was one of my childhood nightmares, Karen.
Incorrect. Taking too long. Lose.
Oh. Do you like Cheetos?
That was a bad day.
Karen is your lifeline for one category of your choice. You must say, I want to use my lifeline before we ask the question. And once Karen is used, right or wrong answer, you cannot use her again. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it, Sam's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions. What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare
watch
to
this.
Disagree.
Wild card.
I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. We will take a random caller. That does not necessarily mean the first caller that we get. I will determine if it is clear, concise, and you're prepared to play the game.
Are all decisions by you final?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Do you need a reason?
Nope.
Never has.
Never. No. Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Random Stan and Haney listener go head-to-head for those Fort Rock weekend tickets and a meet-and-greet with the Finger Death.
The Finger of Death.
Let's see what we got here. Ahoy, who's this? See what I mean?
I don't want to talk to you anyhow.
Hi.
Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike? Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
All right, I can hear you, Mike. Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No.
Would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I'd love to give it a shot.
All right. Give it a shot, or are you going to try to win?
I'm going to try to win. All right. I'm going to try to take it all.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. And say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mike.
All right, Mike. The categories. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. Wild card. There we go. As always, we start with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
I'll take geography.
That's people and places. People and places. And remember, Mike, if Haney answers it wrong, you don't have the category. You can steal, and vice versa for Haney. Here we go. Haney, what city's original name was San Cristobal de la Habana.
Havana, Cuba?
You are correct. It is Havana.
I mean...
You knew that, didn't you?
It's in the name, so
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's right. It's in the name. My category.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to go with, like, Waycross, Georgia.
Right.
let's go with history.
History. All right, Mike, listen to this. What U.S. city was Manuel Noriega jailed in after giving himself up in 1990? What U.S. city was Manuel Noriega jailed in? Just died not too long ago.
Old pineapple face.
Yeah.
Miami?
You are correct. It is Miami.
He was right down there on Chrome Avenue, wasn't he?
Yep, right there. Gen Pop. Haney, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
History.
History. You cannot steal, Mike. You have the category.
All right.
Haney, what French artist is famed for painting scenes at the Moulin Rouge? What French artist is famed for painting scenes at the Moulin Rouge?
Renoir.
Incorrect.
I don't.
Anybody got a guess? Because you can't steal, Mike.
I don't know art.
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Who?
What? Toulouse-Lautrec.
Well, wait a second. Guy. Isn't he a left winger?
Yes, 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 he was. For the Red Wings. Yeah, you are correct. Mike, category, you got people and places. You've got entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go wild card.
Wild card! All right, this is in the wild card category. I don't know that this... I got to skip the question. I think this is a dated question. If you can get it, I'll give it to you, but I'm not going to count it. I want to go and deliver this question. This particular game that we have came out in the late 90s, and I'll ask everybody this. I'm going to give you another question in wild card, though, Mike. But this one popped up. Thank you. What's the top-selling item in U.S. grocery stores? Anybody got a guess on that?
Mac and cheese.
No.
Milk.
No.
Bread.
No.
People magazine.
No. Mike, you got a...
Toilet paper.
What is it?
Toilet paper.
No. Marlboro cigarettes.
Wow.
Yeah, but...
I mean, still?
No. That's why I'm not going to count that one. Wild card. What breed of cat, Mike, entered the U.S. for the first time after being given to President Rutherford B. Hayes in Thailand? What type of cat first came into the United States after being given to President Rutherford B. Hayes in Thailand?
Siamese?
You are absolutely correct. The Siamese cat. Yep. You got the wild card category. Haney, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
History.
History. Haney, what three colors form the tricolor of the Russian Republic flag?
Red, white, and blue.
You are correct. Red, white, and blue.
Like almost every flag.
The history category is closed. Mike, people and places, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Can I ask, what was the first category Haney got?
People and places.
That's geography.
That. Yes, you want to do that?
Yes, please.
All right. In people and places, Mike, what state's motto is North to the Future? North to the Future.
North Dakota?
Incorrect. Haney, you have the category already, but do you have a guess?
Alaska.
It is Alaska. You are absolutely right. Haney, you got control. You both of you still have your lifeline in Karen. Haney, you've got entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go, ladies' choice.
Yay. All right, what do you want, Karen?
What does he have left?
He has entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with entertainment today.
Entertainment. Let's see. Entertainment. La da da dee. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. All right, I don't like that question. That question is too. It won't make enough sense. What type of music did João Gilberto introduced to Americans in the late 50s.
How is that first name spelled?
J-O-A-O. Joao.
Can I answer?
Gilberto. No, this is Karen's choice. Particular dance in the 1950s.
Is it... I'm going to just take a wild guess here. Is it the twist?
Incorrect. You can steal, Mike...
The tango?
No, close. Incorrect. Haney, do you want to take a guess at it?
Samba?
No, the bossa nova.
Oh,
bossa nova.
Blame it on that.
You have control, though, Mike. People and places? Entertainment?
Let's give Karen another shot at entertainment.
All right, another shot for Karen in entertainment. La-ta-ta-tee, the wild card.
Said entertainment.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. I gotta find one that's appropriate here.
Why, are they X-rated?
Some of them are very dated. Okay. This is an entertainment.
All right.
Think basic.
Okay.
Don't think... something extravagant.
All right.
Think basic so that Mike can get the point. What soft drink was hyped in 1940s radio ads as twice as much for a nickel, too? Twice as much for a nickel, too. Soft drink.
Coca-Cola?
Incorrect.
Don't Haney, get much more basic than
that's
that.
Basic.
You can steal.
Pepsi?
Correct.
Oh.
Pepsi Cola, and Haney has the point and control of the board. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Science.
Which of the Great Lakes, Haney, was the first U.S. versus Canada curling match held on? What name one of the great... It was held on one of the Great Lakes.
Superior.
Incorrect. Buzz.
No, I got it.
Mike, you can steal. It would just name a Great Lake.
Lake Erie?
You are correct. Wow. It is Lake Erie in science and nature, and you have control, Mike.
Wait a second. Science and nature, yep. And it's a curling question.
Yep. Yep.
It happened outside on lake, right. Therefore it's nature.
Yes, nature.
What the?
It's very broad.
Mike, people and places.
Wouldn't that belong under a...
No.
It's not. You sure you got the category right?
I am completely
right.
Sure.
It is colorblind. Yeah.
Completely sure.
I mean, you can see.
Yeah, I understand. Mike, you have people and places and sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
All right.
Is that a velociraptor?
Do we have a sound for sports and leisure now?
I don't know. All right, sports and leisure. Mike, how many regular season perfect games were pitched in the major leagues between 1923 and 1963?
Wow, that's...
You know, they had one the other night that they were flirting with. How many regular season perfect games were pitched in the major leagues between 1923 and 1963?
Is it a trick question? Zero.
You are correct. It's zero.
Good job.
Zero. You have two categories left. You have people and places, and you have entertainment. Haney, you got three categories left: science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card.
Science
and nature. In science and nature, Haney, what did Edward Jenner develop the first successful vaccine against in 1796? Successful vaccination preventing this.
Mumps.
Incorrect. Anybody?
The flu?
No.
Polio?
No. No.
No, that's our buddy.
Yeah, Jonas Salk. smallpox. Smallpox.
You know, Jonas Salk, good friend of ours, you know.
Yep. Mike, people and places, entertainment.
Entertainment.
What sitcom star appeared on a record 29 covers of TV Guide? Legendary. 29 covers of TV Guide.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Incorrect. Anybody want to have a guess?
I would say it's either All in the Family or MASH.
No.
Oprah?
Sitcom star... Lucille Ball.
Oh, it was an individual. Okay.
Oh. I got some information for you, Mike. You better hope you win this.
Yeah.
Because program director Jeff Zito just came in here. Not only weekend passes, not only a meet and greet with Five Finger, you're also going to get a hotel stay.
That's not fair. Mid-game.
So I would suggest you turn it up. Although you're doing quite well. Haney.
Well, he figured out your trick question. Yeah.
Science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Science!
What country is home for the most cattle? The most cattle. You go to any country, they got the most cattle.
That's got to be us.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Anybody?
India?
Correct.
That's what I was going to say. They're not allowed to
call. Oh, yeah.
Some bitches run rampant.
All right.
I was thinking of useful cattle.
we gotta speed it up. Mike, people and places, entertainment, and you want entertainment.
India wasn't even on my list.
No. It's the first thing that popped in my head.
Same here.
Was it really?
Yeah.
In entertainment, Mike, what George Lucas movie was 10 years old when Mel Brooks decided to release Spaceballs? What George Lucas movie was already 10 years old when Mel Brooks decided to release Spaceballs?
Hand him this question on a platter.
Star Wars.
Correct. It's Star Wars in entertainment.
Oh,
that's almost not bad.
You're currently at match point. Haney's got control, though. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Wild card.
Haney, in wild card, what was the world's first known written language?
It was Sumerian.
You are absolutely correct. In wild card.
Well, that's no Star Wars, but... You knew that one, didn't you?
Here's how it's going to go. Mike, you need people and places. That is going to be your question. If you answer it correctly, the game is over. You win. You defeat Haney. Not many people in the past 10 years have defeated Haney in this game. Maybe a handful. If you miss it, Haney already has the category, but he'll gain control of the board. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let me find one here that's appropriate. Mike, what major religion includes Baptists, Lutherans, and Methodists? Three seconds. That is incorrect. Haney, tell him what it is.
That was gift wrap.
Yep.
Christianity.
No.
Yes.
Protestants.
And what is a Protestant?
What's a Catholic? That's Christianity, too.
There's an argument.
I need to see the latter.
Especially with the current pope.
Yeah. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science! You answered that. Haney, what condition is three sheets to the wind slang for?
Intoxication.
Yep, drunk, intoxication, science and nature. Right. You're both.
We're even for the space ball.
Yeah, you're. Yes, exactly. We're both at match point. You have control, Mike. You can wrap it up right here with people and places. You miss it. Haney can wrap it up with sports and leisure. Here you go. Mike, what eastern state has the highest number of people per square mile in the United States? What state has the highest number of people per square mile in the United States? I need an answer.
Maryland?
Incorrect. Anybody have a guess?
Massachusetts?
New Jersey.
That's what I was going to say.
District of Columbia has more, but it's not a state. All right, Haney. For the game.
Pardon.
pardon me. Haney, what is sports and leisure for the game? What football pioneer created the end around, the tackling dummy, and the huddle?
Paul Brown?
Incorrect. Amos Alonzo Stagg. Mm. Here we go again, Mike, for the game. What city did poet Carl Sandburg nickname Hog Butcher for the world? What city did Carl Sandburg nickname Hog Butcher for the world?
New Orleans?
Incorrect. Chicago. Your home of your meat packing. Haney, sports and leisure.
There's 1 minute of play left in regulation.
Thank you. La, da, da. Don't worry about it. I'm trying to find some. Okay. How old, Haney, was Mark Spitz when he learned to swim? 1, 6, or 12?
1.
Incorrect. 6. Mike, what state did Pontiac, chief of the Ottawa Indians, hail from?
South Dakota.
Incorrect. Michigan.
Imagine that.
No,
Haney,
too obvious.
What part of the United Kingdom is home to the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews?
Scotland.
You are correct. Woo! And win!
Right.
Oh, my God!
What a game!
Now, it was a good game, Mike.
I was down by, what, three?
Yeah, you were. It was a good game, Mike, but in order to get the tickets to Fort Rock and meet Five Finger and get the hotel stay, you got to say something to my friend over here.
Oh, yeah. Win or lose, I'll never be smarter than the teacher. I am not smarter than Haney.
Acceptable?
That's perfectly acceptable.
All right.
That was great.
Mike, you're going to Fort Rock.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You betcha. Hold on. All right, we gotta take a break because I gotta do something like right now.
Bye.
Thank you, Karen.
Of course.
All right, we'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. It's Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. You still got about a minute. About 1 minute to get that safe word in if you didn't hear it at the top of the hour. Problem. P-R-O-B-L-E-M. Problem. Text it to 40772 or enter it on 96krock.com.
As in Houston, we have a...
problem. You got about 45 seconds to do it. Problem.
As like, I got 99?
But in one... Yes, D-Train?
As in Dave the Waterman is a huge
problem. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Both of these are in Fort Myers. We have a crash. 13,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right at Market Square. And then we have a crash, Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know.
All right.
It happens at least once a day. We have today's teacher having sex with student story.
I'll be the judge of who it is.
A man split his $200,000 lottery jackpot with his family. For the second time.
What? One time would be fine with me. One time.
Just one.
Let me win the lottery, the big one, once. Not for second time. Oh, I'll split it with him again.
Would you consider $200,000 the big one?
I'll take $200,000. I can...
That's big to us.
Yeah.
I guess it's not so big when you split it with
the
whole
family.
Especially
after taxes.
Yeah.
Government does take a bite, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like rain.
Yeah, we need it.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Sure do. Sorry you didn't get your chicken on time.
It's all good. Gave me a good reason to be late for work.
A burglar kicks in an effing door. But evidently all he wanted was two chicken nuggets.
Sounds like somebody right here.
This sounds like a Stan story here.
What?
A woman calls 911 in a complete and utter panic after she loses all her money at the casino.
See, I wouldn't do that.
You'd think about it.
I know somebody that did.
And finally... a police officer named Dick Holder was fired for moonlighting as a male prostitute.
Uh-huh.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news. Well,
thank you. Can we have a little laughter? 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Woo!
How'd it do?
Well, huh.
Abby Jacobson, the co-star of the Comedy Central show Broad City, would like you to know she dates both men and women. With that in mind, we bring you...
Well, I hope that's important.
We bring you today's list of the...
Top...
Advantages of being a bisexual woman.
Top advantages of being a bisexual woman.
I don't know much about it. Ask Justin Bieber.
There she is.
You always have a great time. Doesn't matter where you go. Lollapalooza, Lilith Fair.
Yeah.
You only have to worry about birth control 50% of the time.
That's right.
When it's ladies' night at the bar, you're a big winner. You can get any man to do anything you want simply by promising a threesome.
Yeah. Right there, touchdown. You're a big winner.
You're a big winner! wait a second. It says I won $7.50. That's right. You're a big winner!
But I put 10 in.
And then the machine goes... This isn't for your benefit. It's for people walking by.
Yep.
Yeah. You're a big winner. Because it draws you into those machines.
Yeah, it does. Just ask Haney.
Yep. Stan, everybody over there is a big winner. Let's go play those machines.
Yep.
You really get male and female stand-up comedy when it comes to dating.
I know nothing. Nothing.
I wouldn't expect so, Schultzy.
You've really got all the power in the relationship because you can always just say, don't slack off or I'll switch sides again.
Who wants to see another belly flop?
And finally, the very top advantage of being a bisexual woman.
Yes.
You can sing any love song you want without changing a single lyric. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it.
All right, that's it. That's right, Freddie. Email time. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
That's it.
Yep. This is from, this is from Vincent. Guys, about 10 years ago on Mark Haney's News, you did a story about a pregnant girlfriend at a Korn concert. Any chance that's recorded anywhere? What the hell?
I have no memory of that.
None.
Maybe you dreamed it.
Yeah, I think you did. This from Rob. Ahoy, gentlemen. On the 6,000th show, Mark Haney was playing a hell of a music selection that included Jerry Reed. A question was brought up during the show about the songs he played. To clarify, Jerry Reed on the Smokey and the Bandit movie actually sang Westbound and Down in the beginning of the movie when the bandit and the snowman were heading to Texarkana to get the Coors beer. It was on the way back where Eastbound and Down was their theme song to get back to Georgia when Buford T. Justice was hot on their ass in high-speed pursuit.
I think he's missed the point.
Yep. That was from Smokey and the Bandit 2 that we played.
Yeah, different movie.
I should know, though, Haney, I own a 77 Trans Am that I'm restoring.
Oh, sweet.
And I do have the DVD in my video library. And his song is programmed in the digital library in that car. I just wanted to let you know.
What is it, Sam?
Told you.
I don't know.
He's talking about something completely different.
Yeah. We were talking about Smokey and the Bandit 2, and the song Jerry Reed came up for that movie.
Which is entitled Texas Bound and Flyin'. Because they were going to Texas.
Yes.
In the movie.
This is from Penny from England. Penny writes...
So we know it's not Penny Hardaway.
No, Penny in England.
Penny Lane.
More about these French fried sandwiches.
Did you go to town?
Hold on, let me find out. We also called them Chip Buddies in Scotland and in England. I think the buddy, B-U-T-T-Y, is either the bread or all the butter you put on the bread. Best way to serve it is on buttered bread with salt and malt vinegar. Yum, yum, pig's bum.
That's almost as good as if she smokes.
Yeah, she pokes. Another childhood fave was a fish finger Sammy. I suppose it would be a fish stick sandwich in the U.S., also served with malt vinegar, a great comfort food, but not healthy at all. Thanks for keeping us laughing. Love the show. Signed, Penny from England.
Seems like the key to a lot of things, malt vinegar.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a big thing in England. I'm going to read this one here. This is, ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian. I want to make sure
Jesus.
I get this in. Ahoy, gentlemen. First, could you please give a shout out to the best wife a man could ask for? Today is Jane's 65th birthday.
Jesus.
Aw, happy birthday, Jane.
Yes, I have her permission to tell you her age. Yeah. She's 65 today, Guardian?
She's like, what, 98?
Yeah. Saw him today. He could barely walk. And I want to thank him for the banner, him and his wife. She is the most passionate woman I have ever known. I truly believe that God sent her into my life over 30 years ago. You see, I was on that old crazy train to self-destruction, drugs and alcohol. I didn't care about myself or anyone else. I believe if it were not for her, I would be dead. No doubt about it. So to her, thanks, babe. You're the greatest, and I am one of the luckiest men alive. I love you with all my heart. Every man should be as lucky as I have been. And yes, she is crazy. Just ask her. But it's a crazy I can live with. You guys are the best. Signed, the Guardian. And oh, on Sunday, it will be our 30th wedding anniversary.
Jesus.
He's done it again!
The world should thank Jane.
Oh, yeah.
For taming the Guardian somewhat.
Yep. We want to do a thing. We were talking about it off air in our office. Would the Guardian be interested in doing a short film with Dave the Waterman of Dave standing there and him kicking a football at his face? Just have the Guardian do one of the old Lou Groza toe kicks right out of here. And we'll just film it from all different angles, multiple kicks, maybe different kinds of balls, too.
I don't think you really need to go that extreme. I think if you just put Dave in a room one bare bulb, put a gag in his mouth,
yep.
and just have the guardian pace around in circles telling him everything he's done wrong.
I would love to film that. I would love to film that.
No time limit.
No.
Just no. let him do it. Explain to Dave everything that Dave has ever done wrong.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Fine.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya?
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. By the way, Roger Marley will have another safe word at 6 p.m. this evening. Could get you a thou. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start in Fort Myers. We got a crash, Cleveland Avenue and Colonial Boulevard. Then we move to Lehigh Acres, where we have a crash, Westgate Boulevard and 8th Street West. Staying in Lehigh Acres, crash, Leonard Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. April the 19th, Fozzy, Chris Jericho's band, gonna be at the Buddha in Fort Myers. Get your tickets now because they're gonna sell out. They're $5 right now, and you can get them at 96krock.com or on the 96K Rock Facebook page. We had VIP tickets. They're all sold out. If there's any left, they will be $7 at the door. But to guarantee yourself a spot inside the Buddha to go see Fozzy, $5 right now at 96krock.com. Ahoy!
Yeah, can I speak to Stan, please?
This is Stan, sir.
Hey, Stan. This is Dan. I'm over here in the Cape.
Hey, Dan.
And just wanted to say hi to you guys. I've listened to you for a long time.
Oh, I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
And you guys are just hilarious. You make my day. I've been listening to you for so long. And
thank you, Dan.
It's so refreshing to turn on the radio and, you know, be able to hear guys like me. You know,
yep.
I'm nobody special. I just, you know, I work hard and try and take care of my family. And
good.
You guys just seem like you got a lot of common sense.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Appreciate it. Work hard for a living. Cape Coral, what do you do for a living, Dan?
Well, I manage a convenience store.
Okay.
I've done a lot of other things, but this is an opportunity that I got a couple of years ago. And, you know, I just love helping people. And
you sound like a great guy, Dan.
And you know what? It's a pleasure to me because I absolutely love my employees, and I treat them like family. And, you know, in this business, you've got a lot of turnover.
Yeah, you do in the convenience store business, sure.
And since I've been managing this store, the district manager has come up here and he said, Dan? What?
They give you free smokes from behind the counter?
Well, we won't talk about that.
Okay. All right. Yes,
but,
Dan.
But the district manager was just saying, you know, Dan, what's your secret? Because you retain employees. And I said, it's simple, man. You just treat them like you want to be treated. And
absolutely.
And, you know, we're a neighborhood store, and we get to know our customers,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
And it's just a real positive thing. You know, when people are coming by to get that cup of coffee in the
sure.
morning. They want to see a smiling face.
I almost wish I lived up in Cape Coral that I would have my, you know, favorite go-to place like your convenience store. Dan, you sound like a swell guy, and we thank you so much for listening all these years. And you're the kind of people that we want listening to our show. So I thank you, Dan.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and boy, I tell you what, we surely would love to serve you, and I wish you did live over here so we could see you every day.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, great, Dan. I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening.
Okie doke.
Is that everything? You got everything you wanted? I don't have a prize right now for you.
Well, there. I would love to go to Fort Rock, but I understand.
All right. Well,
but as I said, I've been listening to y'all for a long time.
Thank
you always
Dan.
Make me laugh. And there's something that that you started doing recently.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I thought it was a skit. And, you know, I would laugh along with it.
Yeah. But what are you talking about?
I got to tell you, it's hitting a little too close to home. This D-Train character.
Yeah, he's our producer, been our producer for several years now. He lives up in Cape Coral. He probably goes to your place.
I know he does, and I was shocked to find that out because I thought it was just, you know, Haney doing a voice or something.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
what do you mean?
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Okay, but
I'm sorry.
Haney doing a voice for some. What do you mean, though?
I just didn't think that D-Train was a real person.
Oh, he's a real person, and he lives up in your neighborhood, and you know, that's great.
And I, you know, I listen to you every day, so I hear these things about. What he did to Haney with the mozzarella sticks and
hard to believe. Yes, real person leaves half a mozzarella stick in a nicely still garnished styrofoam container and all that stuff. Sure,
and then, you know, he's always complaining and calling out local businesses.
Yeah,
complaining about food delivery.
That's him.
And complaining about the rims on his truck.
That's
and,
him.
And then today, hearing him complaining about that he had to wait for fried chicken.
Yep. It's him. That's his little quirk, though, Dan. I mean, he'll complain about anything.
Starting to think people think I'm a bit of a complainer.
You are.
Well.
He is right there, Dan. You can say hi to him if you want.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be necessary, really. I wanted to speak mainly to you, Stan.
Okay, but what's the matter? Dan, it sounds like something's bothering you.
Well, he's a regular at our store.
Oh, he is.
And, you know, I'm just a simple guy. I don't ride around in a brand-new, big, fancy truck with custom rims.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It does look sharp. It isn't a base model. It's deluxe.
You know, I imagine that must be nice to be a big star on the radio where you can afford, you know, custom rim job. I'm, you know.
Well, I'm going to stop you right now, Dan. You sound like good people. Is there something about D-Train that is bothering you? You say he comes into your store, but you're hinting around about him being a complainer and,
well,
you know, you didn't want to talk to him and he's got that fancy pickup truck with the rim job.
Yeah, and he makes sure everybody knows who he is.
I know he does. I know he does.
You know, I've told you, I'm a grown man. I can take it. But I've got an employee, 17-year-old girl named Allie.
Okay.
Who was just in tears the other day.
What? Something that he did?
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
I'd like to know about it, Dan.
Yeah, me
well,
too.
Well, what I was trying to tell you all about was, you know, I'm big on employee retention.
Sure.
And I got this beautiful 17-year-old little girl coming to me in tears and says, I don't think I can work here anymore, Dan.
Whoa. What happened?
And I said, well, what's the problem, sweetheart? And she goes, well, she's crying.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I just don't feel like I can do anything right.
Hmm.
And come to find out, to be fair, it's not 100%, but it's about 85% D-Train.
It's about not surprising.
What did
don't
I do?
Ask him about a cable
Allegedly.
Channel. Don't ask him about delivery service. Was there something that he was unhappy about in your store, and he said something to Allie?
Well, you know, in our store, we provide, you know, quick bites.
Sure.
Fried foods and hot dogs and miniature pizza pies.
Yep. Do you have those little wieners that are rolled up in the dough that are cooked up there?
Pigs in a blanket.
I don't know if that's what they call them. It ain't a hot dog.
No, that'd be a sausage.
Okay.
Yeah, a hot dog's a different deal. Okay. A cocktail Frank.
Yeah, it's a cocktail Frank. It's not a sausage. Yeah. It ain't a hot dog neither. I don't know what it is, but it's rolled up in bread.
But so we sell these items. And I guess I don't know exactly what was said. But D-Train said to Little Allie, I don't know what you're trying to get over on people, but these mozzarella sticks must be a day old.
Is that not a valid concern, sir? Do you want her selling day-old mozzarella sticks to your
Dan, how long does a good mozzarella stick stay under
what's the hold time, Dan?
I mean, you got that. You know when to get rid of them.
Well, I run a very tight ship. And,
yeah, it sounds it.
And Allie is, you know, when she's on ship, she's responsible for all that, and I've never had a complaint about her.
All right.
But, you know, this tastes like rubber.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I am?
Hold it. Are you saying D-Train said this to her, a 17-year-old?
Yes. And do you know who I am?
He used that again. He used I'm on the radio.
And more importantly than that, I've got a Twitter account, and I know how to use it. And I'm going to let everybody know what poor customer service you looks over at her name tag, Allie, have provided me.
All right, Dan, before I go and ask D-Train about this, answer me now because you're good people, Dan. Did you get a Twitter reply? Was there something posted on Twitter by D-Train slamming your business, accusing Allie of anything? Was there anything posted by him?
Stan, I wouldn't know. I'm not into that stuff. I work too hard. You know, I put in 72 hours a week normally. It's usually more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he expressed his displeasure with the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Which is a valid concern.
All right, D-Train. All right.
And he said, I can't eat these. And she says, well, I'm sorry, sir. Then don't buy them. He goes, well, you take 50% off, maybe I'd eat them.
Oh, so he's wheeling and dealing with a 17-year-old girl who's working at your store. He'll eat them if you take 50% off. Are you saying R.D. Train did this at your convenience store?
That's what I was told. And then, of course, she explained to him that she was not authorized,
right.
and she can't on our register system. She can't just go in there and mark things down.
Right. So what did he do then?
There has to be a coupon or something like that. Well, he called her a liar when she said she couldn't do it.
You want to explain yourself? Are you calling a 17-year-old? What are you, right off of Del Prado?
Do you want me to put a plug in, or?
No, I don't want to send any of my listeners to assume
that dribble.
What
are you talking any of your listeners to? He's a good guy. You got a problem?
And I guess it's not the first time he called her a liar, because, you know, when you see somebody every day, you get to know their habits. And we made sure we had his peculiar brand of cigarette stocked, and then he quit smoking again, went back to vaping.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the only one that buys this particular flavor. I believe it's vanilla cinnamon rose potpourri cigarette vapor.
Jeez.
And it's a special order. I actually lose money on it.
You gotta work in the margins, fella.
Hold on, Dan. D-Train. Wait a second. I want to get this settled. I want to know, and I hope Allie doesn't quit on this, Dan. But I want to take it just a few minutes that we have left, Dan. I know you know him. He's been in your store a lot, but I think D-Train owes you some kind of explanation, and you need to say it to his face. So, guys, handle this right now. D-Train,
well,
what,
I've,
Dan?
I've dealt with D-Train myself, and I've never had a problem. But then again, I'm a full-grown man, and I think he knows what had happened if he spoke to me that way.
D-Train.
So it didn't occur to you, maybe the common denominator is the young lady who doesn't want to work at your place and is forced to work, and so she's making up stuff about your customers?
Forced to work? He said she's forced to work at your place, Dan.
She never looks thrilled to be there, Dan. Always looking at her phone.
Stan, I think what D-Train ought to do.
Are you telling me what I ought to do?
I think he ought.
What
to
you ought to do is train your employees on what the meaning of a hold time is and how long something remains under a heat lamp.
Well, when did you get to be such an expert on hold times and heat lamps?
The 3 years I spent working at Wendy's, sir. Hmm.
He worked at Wendy's. He worked at Wendy's, Dan.
Well, I didn't know he was a.
They damn near made me a shift manager until Moon came along.
Until what?
This gentleman named Moon. He took my job.
Well, I wouldn't let some foreigner come in and take my job.
Nah, he's a white guy. Hippie parents.
White guy named Moon?
Yep.
M-O-O-N, Moon?
Yeah.
I think there's a U in there, but I'm not good at spelling.
Well, that's a sign of a weak man.
Look, I would just like the two of you to settle it down. If you would like.
There ain't nothing, Stan, there ain't nothing to settle with me. It's a matter of this guy who is 6'5", comes in wearing World War II battle fatigue, threatening a young girl.
I don't blame you.
I never threatened her.
Was she threatened, Dan?
She said she felt threatened.
Well, she's a millennial. They feel threatened at everything.
Well, I don't know what kind of man gets his kicks from frightening 17-year-old girls.
Yeah,
me pull
neither.
The head out of the bag, Dan.
What are you digging for there, Dan? You something under the counter?
Come again?
What are you doing? Are you trying to grab something under the counter or something? What's going on over there?
How in the hell are you hearing that?
Look, is D-Train welcome in your store or not?
He's welcome in my store. Now, I don't know. I may have to ban him from the mozzarella stand.
You better be careful. He'll Twitter about you. He'll
eating
go
cardboard.
And he'll Twitter.
Well, if he's not willing to do the right thing and go and apologize to Allie, I probably would have to ban him.
Nah, I don't blame you. I'd ban him, too. You going to apologize to Allie for the way you treated her and threatened her?
No, she's a liar and a horrible cook.
He called her a liar, Dan.
Well, then you're banned.
No, I'm not.
You're banned.
You're going to file criminal trespassing on me?
Yeah, what happens if he comes in there?
Well, we have an excellent relationship with the police department.
One small glitch in your plan, Dan. If you ban me, who are you going to sell all that vape to?
What?
If you ban me, who are you going to sell all the vape that I'm the only one who buys to? You're going to be stuck with inventory.
You know what? I'll throw it in the goddamn trash.
I don't blame you.
Throw good money away right after this nasty-ass mozzarella
sticks. You should be ashamed
of
yourself. My God, it's just a 17-year-old girl, D-Train.
She's a liar.
Jeez. We'll be back.
She mean mugs me.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll have a safe word for you. As I said, Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. We'll start in Lehigh Acres. There is a crash in the 1200 block of Homestead Road right by the one-stop multi-service.
What?
I don't know.
That's whatever you need done at that particular time.
Make sure D-Train don't get on Twitter. We've got a crash in Bonita Springs as well. Old 41 Road and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date. Oh, look at what I got here. Mr. Westbound and Down texted you, Haney. Rob here. I did miss the point of you trying to school Dave with Smokey and the Bandit 2 with Texas Bound and Flying. I only caught the conversation in the middle because I was on hold waiting to talk to you guys, and I just heard Dave say, you know, there's Westbound and Down 2, and Stan said he never heard it. Oh, that's it. Throw me under the bus now. That was what I was trying to clarify. My apologies. I wasn't trying to sound like a know-it-all jackball.
Can I speak to Rob directly for a moment?
Sure.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It's not important.
Nope.
And, you know, I didn't want to say anything.
What?
But D-Train loves mozzarella sticks.
He does, but what he did to Allie is unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable.
I would think a business would want to know from a professional that they were substandard mozzarella sticks that should have been 50% off.
What was it on? What was the hold time of those things where you keep them under the light?
I don't know. He knows all that. What is the hold time on a mozzarella stick?
I would say I wouldn't keep them under there for more than 15 minutes. That's
Mark Haney in the news starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian.
I'm Gary King.
Hey!
And the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 11th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know. Something that you know, Stan, probably too well. Fireball whiskey.
I've been around people that have had too much Fireball whiskey, I'll tell you that right now.
Seems like it just came out of nowhere and took over.
It did! Took over people's lives.
Well, Fireball whiskey was originally developed as part of a line of flavored schnapps that never took off by Seagram in the mid-80s.
Did not know that.
That's where it comes from. There is one particular place, one particular city, where people speak 800 different languages.
You mean almost like a melting pot of different cultures and languages?
Mm-hmm. The people in this town, all together, are speaking 800 different languages, and that is more than any other place in the world.
I have no idea.
Queens.
Ah! Okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
It's not that big.
It's not, but it's a melting pot.
800 languages. I didn't know there were that many.
No.
I mean, yeah, you could probably use both hands, but not 800. Some of those got to be made up.
Yeah.
You know, counting stuff like Esperanto.
And Pig Latin.
Mm-hmm. Longtime listeners of this show know how important it is to have tissues at the ready.
Absolutely.
The human body produces between 1 and 2 liters of nasal mucus each and every day.
That's a, you know, 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know about it.
I don't.
Because you swallow most of it.
Sure. That's how when you get like a head cold and you got a sinus infection.
That's because you got 2 liters up there
in
your head.
You got about 2 liters there. And he knows. And then it'll move down into the lungs because you're swallowing all that stuff, breathing the mist,
mm-hmm.
the aerosol mucus down in there. Then your cold spreads to the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got another problem on there. You got your bronchitis.
That can go into pneumonia.
Yes, it could.
Who doesn't love those inflatable dancing tubes you see at used car lots?
Aren't they funny?
Where'd they come from? How long they been
probably
around?
Probably China.
Because they showed up all at once and they were everywhere.
They sure did.
Well, they've only been around since 1996, and they were invented for a very specific reason. They were invented as part of the opening ceremonies for the 96 Olympics in Atlanta, which ruined the life of Richard Jewell.
Ruined it.
For
ruined
no
it.
Reason.
Nope.
Last week, thousands of teachers in Oklahoma started a walkout, not to protest guns or anything like that.
What?
But they wanted to protest their absurdly low pay and lack of funding for the schools.
Sounds good to me.
But there's always one. There's always one that'll give the whole thing a black eye.
Yep.
35-year-old Carrie with an I, Hoffman.
Is it with a C or a K to start the name?
K.
Okay.
When I say with an I, it's always with a K.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't see too many with a C and an
no,
I.
No, you see an IE.
Mm-hmm. She is a teacher in Clinton, Oklahoma.
Double R?
What?
In Cary? Or is it
no, just one.
K-R-I.
K-E-R-I.
K-E-R-I.
Mm-hmm. And you can just see she puts a little heart there where the
of
dot should be.
Of course she does.
And then underlines it. Stay sweet.
Yeah.
L-U-V, Carrie with an I.
And then...
Yep. She used the walkout as an opportunity to have sex with a 15-year-old.
All righty then. Well, opportunity arises.
She picked the kid up to take him to a rally at the state capitol last week.
Yeah.
Had sex with him beforehand and then again when she dropped him off.
Right.
Now, she's a married woman. You may think, wow, what a cuck.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because here's what happened.
What?
We only know about this because she and her husband went to the police department on Saturday where she admitted what she did.
What, did he take her down there?
Yes.
I'm taking you down right now.
Yeah, she's married to Stan.
You tell him. You tell that officer what you did. Do we have a picture of her?
Yeah, we have a mugshot.
Let me see. Let me tell you whether... Oh, throw a lock and key. Lock her down. Don't let her see the light of day again. And the husband did the right thing.
Now, when I Googled her name, obviously she came up. And then this teacher came up.
Well, she's troubled.
She looks cruel.
But she could help her, right?
I give her a little counseling and...
makeover.
A makeover.
What about teacher number 3?
Oh, let her go.
So the final two, they're free to go. But this one...
No, I didn't say the one in the middle
no,
is free
the
to go.
No, the one in the middle... There'll have to be some intervention.
Yes, there'll have to be some work on it, because what we're dealing with there is an attitude problem.
She's
tell
got
you
a naturally cruel face.
Ladies,
but teacher 3 does not look like she's worried about a damn thing.
No, let her go.
Oh, she's smirking at you.
Yep, teacher 2 had anger issues. And let me tell you something, ladies. anger on a pretty face is not appealing.
No, it takes it all away.
It takes it all away. Remember, always smile like teacher number three who gets to walk in Stan's book.
Mm-hmm.
I just found teacher number four.
Oh, there's hundreds of them. Oh, yeah.
She's been crying in that mugshot.
As she should be.
And she appears to get anything she wants.
Well, this particular one is in jail.
Mm-hmm. As she should be.
The husband took care of that.
Yep. And by the looks of her, she belongs in jail.
She is facing several charges, including two counts of second-degree rape. Maximum sentence?
Yeah.
Over 50 years.
Throw the key away. She belongs right there. Whatever happened to my girl, my little convict?
No.
Haney and I had a talk, and we decided it was in your best interest.
What, you delete
the photo?
You deleted the photo?
Yep.
Had to be done.
Don't ever delete that photo. She's just
You've got a life to live.
Mm-hmm. And a lady friend to
I'm sorry, but that girl. That
she was trouble. With a lowercase t.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she was.
And she was only in trouble because she was trying to screw her boyfriend over.
To keep him in jail because she feared. I got to do something to keep it. And she
didn't
slipped
fear,
up.
She didn't fear up. Anything. She knew exactly what she was doing.
They all do.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Benjamin Owens calls Northern Virginia home. He recently won $200,000 on a scratcher.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is. And it wasn't his first time. He also won $200,000 on another scratcher almost exactly 14 years ago. When he won that first $200,000, he decided he'd split the money with his family. And parceled it out to his son, his daughter, and his wife.
Went a lot farther back then.
And he says he's doing the same thing this time around and dividing it up between the same people. His daughter joked, "Dad is getting pretty good at this."
Yeah, and you're getting pretty good at spending it. That's why he's got to do it again.
And we'll be back at 11 with more local news headlines. See, that's one of those kicker stories they end the news on where they can all laugh. A family in Columbia, South Carolina arrived home earlier this month and found a burglar had kicked in their back door.
Oh, my God.
Of course, they were extremely concerned and immediately went to work trying to find out what had been stolen. After a thorough inventory of the home had been taken, they determined the only item the burglar took, two chicken nuggets from the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. According to police, the value of the missing nuggets is estimated at $1 U.S. The cost to fix the kicked-in door will be around $100.
Yep.
And, unfortunately, they don't have any leads.
Yeah, it's a mystery of who stole the nuggets, you know? You know, if they were in the refrigerator, these chicken nuggets, they had to be in there for a little while. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the shelf life is.
What's the hold time on a chicken nugget,
D-Train? The hold time.
Well, technically, it was already past its hold time because it was in the refrigerator and no longer under the heat lamp. So at that point, it's invalid.
Well, what would be the hold time?
Not a nugget, a chicken nugget.
I'd say probably 25 to 30 minutes max.
So that's more than a mozzarella stick.
Yeah, because the mozzarella stick used to have melted cheese inside of it, but that once it gets about 15 minutes, it's basically cardboard. You might as well just throw the thing away. You don't sell it to the people coming to your convenience store every day to get gas and buy his wares.
What if it's 50% off?
Yeah.
I told her I wouldn't even eat it if it was 50% off.
You know what? That's a 17-year-old girl, DJ.
Yeah, somebody's got a teacher.
You wouldn't say that to Dan's face. He's a grown man.
Have you seen Dan? He failed to tell you he's all 458 pounds.
This is his regular stopover. He's a customer at Dan's convenience store, but evidently not anymore, huh?
Nope.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to go to my second usual place where Roland is more than happy to see me every day.
Where's that? At the Circle K?
Over at Metro.
It does sound like Allie might be a little thin-skinned.
I don't know. She was in tears, Haney.
Hey, life doesn't get easier after high school. I'm teaching a Bible lesson. Learn how to take some ridicule, young lady. World doesn't revolve around you.
A 21-year-old woman from Quebec was having a good time out at the casino in Ontario on Friday night until she lost all of her money gambling. I guess she realized this at around 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., after a long night at the casino, realizing she'd lost all her money, she panicked and called 911, requesting assistance. Because she really did gamble all her money away, and explained she didn't have any way to get home. Jeez. But then her luck changed.
I bet it did.
As Stan always says, luck. She's a fickle bitch. A stranger overheard the woman complaining to 911, heard what was going on, and handed her a $20 bill. We assume that money was meant for a taxi cab or an Uber, what have you.
She put it on a table or a machine, didn't she?
The woman took the $20, ran back into the casino, and gambled it away. She was not heard from again.
Very quick, 30-second story. True story. I'm in college. We take a radio station, a four-day cruise, NASA and all that. Well, a buddy of mine who was on the cruise from the radio station, and again, you're in college, not a lot of money. He discovers the casino there. It's a four-day cruise. First night on the cruise, we all go down into the casino and have ourselves a good time. And, you know, in those days you could smoke, so there were cigars and all that stuff, and winning and losing. He spent, because he didn't win, he spent every single dime of the money that he brought with him on the cruise. We're talking mid-80s. Cruise ships didn't have ATMs or anything like that. And of course,
when you were out of money, you were out of money.
And for 3 days, everybody that went from the radio station had to literally cover his ass. Because he spent it all of it, the first night. So when you're leaving the cruise and you got to give everybody the concierge and your maitre d' and all those, the tips and all that, couldn't do it. He had no money. Spent it all.
Was that his first time at a casino?
It sure was.
Yeah. They just give you money.
Yep, that's unbelievable, isn't it? It's crazy.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a police officer in Sussex, England,
yes, sir,
was fired on Monday after someone, we'll call him Officer Badinsky, found out that in addition to his police work, he was moonlighting as a male prostitute. The officer's name, Dick Holder. He prostituted himself through an adult website and didn't use his real name, Dick Holder.
No.
His username, Sweet Sensations.
Right. A.K.A. Dick Holder.
It's not clear if he ever serviced clients on duty, but they've determined he did do it after calling in sick at least once. His boss testified at his hearing and said he wasn't a very good police officer anyway, citing Dick's underperformance. It's not clear what his performance level was at his side gig. And that's how you get your name in the paper.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 11th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Do we have a picture of Officer Dick Holder anywhere?
No, the Brits are really good about holding mugshots close to their vest.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm surprised they even let his name out.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially if he's a police officer.
Yeah, but like even their general citizens, they really don't put their mugshots out.
You remember when they were talking about Tom Jones being investigated for something he did in the 70s?
Yeah.
If you read it on a British website, it's a well-known international performer has been accused of. They don't use the name. Yeah, they have different laws as far as...
I don't know how the laws have changed here. And, Haney, you know this because you came up. You were in a newsroom earlier in your radio career. Local news, back in our day, if there was a minor that was caught doing something, breaking into a house, drugs or what, the name was never revealed and you wouldn't get a picture of them. These days... 16, 15, 16, 17-year-olds breaking the law. Their name is in there, the address, their picture. And I don't know when or where that changed.
Well, it's hard to say. Certainly not something this old ink-stained wrench would do.
Yeah, you withhold that name until they're 18. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District Breaking News.
You know, Murrow's been gone a long time now.
Yep. Cronkite, Severide, they're all dead.
It's up to us.
Yep.
Lou Beck.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Roger Marley. In at 6 o'clock, he'll also have a brand new safe word for you so that you could possibly get $1,000. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Final look.
It's time once again for another stand.
What is the... Hold on. What the heck? Sorry about that. I'm going to fix that right now.
There goes Stan. Fixing it right now.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it and make it right.
Put in the right stop cues, and everything will be good as new.
Be jumping around, I'm going to tell you how it's done. It'll just that fast.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We got a couple of things. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Crash, Littleton Road in North Cleveland Avenue. And this one in Fort Myers, it's in the 5200 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date.
Soul to sell. When I was young, my mama gave me some advice. She said, boy,
pictures of your mother. Naked pictures of your mother. Go! In Iran, I'm the ugly American. Now I'm a government man, a government man. And I'm making lots of money, I make more money than you. I drive around in my limo, that's what I was born to do. And I might like you better if we fuck together. If it's not to be, it will be. I got something better for you. Naked pictures of your mother.
Oh, that's brutal.
Perhaps we'll see what happens.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I turned 47 this year. Not feeling it. I do not enjoy getting older. It's just little things. Like, I pulled a muscle in, like, right next to my butt. Like, I didn't even know there was muscles there. And I wasn't taking yoga, kickboxing, or sprinting. All I did was like, oh, I'll go warm the car. Koga! And I'm trying to massage it out, and the kid's like, what are you doing, Dad? What's wrong with your hiney? And when you're like over 40, it's embarrassing. You gotta go to rehab. You know how embarrassing it is? Okay, you pull a muscle in your rectum, so you wanna try to stretch it. You know, you're next to someone just.
It's nice to have someone else in here.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Ahoy!
Can I speak to Stan, please?
This is Stan, sir.
Hey, Stan. This is Dan. I'm over here in the Kate.
Hey, Dan.
There's something that you started doing recently, and at first I thought it was a skit. And, you know, I would laugh along with it.
Yeah. But what are you talking about?
I got to tell you, it's hitting a little too close to home. This D-Train character.
Yeah, he's our producer, been our producer for several years now. He lives up in Cape Coral.
I know he does, and I was shocked to find that out because I thought it was just, you know, Haney doing a voice or something.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just didn't think that D-Train was a real person.
He's a real person.
You know, I listen to you every day, so I hear these things about what he did to Haney with the mozzarella sticks.
Hard to believe. Yes, real person. Leaves half a mozzarella stick in a nicely still garnished styrofoam container and all that stuff, sure.
And then, you know, he's always complaining and calling out local businesses.
Yeah.
Complaining about food delivery.
That's him.
And complaining about the rims on his truck.
That's him.
And then today, hearing him complaining about that he had to wait for fried chicken.
Yep. It's him. That's his little quirk, though, Dan. I mean, he'll complain about anything.
Starting to think people think I'm a bit of a complainer.
You are.
Well.
He is right there, Dan. You can say hi to him if you want.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be necessary, really. I wanted to speak mainly to you, Stan.
Okay, but what's the matter?
Well, he's a regular at our store.
Oh, he is.
And I'm just a simple guy. I don't ride around in a brand new big fancy truck with custom rims.
Okay? It does look
sharp.
Model, it does look sharp.
I imagine that must be nice to be a big star on the radio where you can afford, you know, custom rim job. I'm
Well, is there? I'm going to stop you right now, Dan. You sound like good people. Is there something about D-Train that is bothering you? You say he comes into your store, but you're hinting around about him being a complainer. And
yeah, and he makes sure everybody knows who he is.
I know he does.
You know, I've told you, I'm a grown man. I can take it, but I've got an employee, 17-year-old girl named Allie,
okay,
who was just in tears the other day.
What something that he did?
What I was trying to tell you all about was, you know, I'm big on employee retention.
Sure.
And I got this beautiful 17-year-old little girl coming to me in tears and says, I don't think I can work here anymore, Dan.
What happened?
And I said, well, what's the problem, sweetheart? And she goes, well, she's crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't feel like I can do anything right. Come to find out, to be fair, it's not 100%, but it's about 85% D-Train.
It's about not surprising.
What did
don't
I do?
Ask him about a cable
allegedly.
Channel. Don't ask him about delivery service. Was there something that he was unhappy about in your store? And
in our store, we provide quick bites,
sure,
fried foods and hot dogs,
yeah,
and miniature pizza pies.
Yep.
I guess I don't know exactly what was said, but D-Train said to little Allie, I don't know what you're trying to get over on people, but these mozzarella sticks must be a day old.
Is that not a valid concern, sir? Do you want her selling day-old mozzarella sticks to your
customers? Dan, how long does a good mozzarella stick stay
under
the heat lamp?
Yeah, what's the hold time, Dan?
Well, I run a very tight ship, and Allie is, when she's on ship, she's responsible for all that, and I've never had a complaint about her.
All right.
This tastes like rubber.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I am?
Hold it.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, he used that again.
And more importantly than that, I've got a Twitter account, and I know how to use it. And I'm going to let everybody know what poor customer service you, looks over at her name tag, Allie, have provided me.
All right.
He expressed his displeasure with the mozzarella stick.
Yeah.
Which is a valid concern.
D-Train. All right.
And he said, I can't eat these. And she says, well, I'm sorry, sir. Then don't buy them. He goes, well, you take 50% off, maybe I'd eat them.
Oh, so he's wheeling and dealing with a 17-year-old girl?
Stan, I think what D-Train ought to do.
Are you telling me what I ought to do?
I think he ought to do.
What you ought to do is train your employees on what the meaning of a hold time is and how long something remains under a heat lamp.
Well, when did you get to be such an expert on hold times and heat lamps?
The 3 years I spent working at Wendy's, sir.
Well, I didn't know he was a...
They damn near made me a shift manager until Moon came along.
Until what?
This gentleman named Moon. He took my job.
I wouldn't let some foreigner come in and take my job.
Nah, he was a white guy. Hippie parents.
White guy named Moon?
Yep.
M-O-O-N, Moon?
Yeah.
I think there's a U in there, but I'm not good at spelling.
Well, that's a sign of a weak man.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.